shooting red.
Land of three.
One with a brain.
German bandits.
Nothing.
He ain't stupid, Daddy. Daddy.
Come on. Get on back home now. You know, look, you got work to do. Come on. Come on. Get on home.
You call me? I fought the Germans in France. And I fought them in the trenches. And I pray to God no one ever has to see the things that I saw.
Adolf Hitler builds the German military machine and drags all of Europe into war. But even while France falls to Hitler, America still refuses to join the fighting.
Training, sir.
All right, Danny. Now let's show them how to fly. We're gonna play chicken. You ready?
This ain't the farm and these ain't no crop dusters. I'm not playing chicken with you.
Now, don't be a baby. I'll tell you
I'm
what.
I'm doing it, Ray.
Well, I'm coming right at you. You can turn or you can hit me. It's up to you.
What the? Oh, boy.
Why are you always busting my ass, Ray? Which way are you going?
I guess I'll go right. No, left. I'll go left.
Okay, we're going left, right?
Right.
Right like we're going right or right like we're going left?
Well, now you got me all mixed up. I don't know. Make up your mind.
God, Rafe, we're going right. Righty-tighty.
Those are some smooth aces.
Did you say something? Because let me tell you, those farm boys are grounded.
Yes, sir. An entirely unacceptable use of military aircraft, sir.
Get my hat.
Sir, get those hedgehoppers in Doolittle's office.
After 2 years of training, you believe that a $45,000 airplane is there for your amusement?
No, sir, I was just trying to keep my edge.
And when you did the outside loop last week, what did you think that was? Honing your skills?
That's not training, McCauley. That's a stunt. And I personally consider it to be reckless and irresponsible.
Major, how could that be when you're famous for being the first man in the world ever to do it?
Don't get cute with me, son.
No, sir. I don't mean to be disrespectful. I just think that, it is reckless and irresponsible if you're just doing it to be a show-off, but I was doing it to try to inspire the men, sir, in the way that you've inspired me. I believe the French even have a word for that, when the men get together to honor their leaders. They call it an homage, sir.
A what?
An homage, sir.
That's bullshit, McCauley! But it's very, very good bullshit.
Thank you, sir.
McCauley, you remind me of myself 15 years ago. Which is why we need to discuss this. Have a seat, son.
The British have accepted you into the Eagle Squadron. You're on your way to England tomorrow if you still want to go.
Wow. Just a few British pilots are all that stand between Hitler and total victory in Europe. They're going to need all the help they can get.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm on my way.
Just for the record, I'm supposed to ask you to reconsider.
Sir?
Sooner or later, we're going to be in this war whether we like it or not. And I'm going to need all of my best pilots. So it's my duty to ask you to stay.
Major, what would you do?
If it was me, I'd go.
Dad, am I going bald right back here? Boom! Man, I am one good-looking son of a bitch. Don't you ever die. Die. That's exactly the concept you got to work tonight. You put a drop of this clove oil under your eyes, and you let him sting and well up. You get your nurse alone, take a breath, let her see your eyes glisten, and say, "Baby, they're training me for war, and I don't know what'll happen. But if I die tomorrow, I want to know that we lived all we could tonight."
Come on, guys, we got nurses waiting.
Well, the rest of his hair falls out.
How could you do this?
Well, Doolittle assigned me. He wanted me to get some real combat training in.
Well, guess what? It's not training over there, it's war. Where the losers die and there aren't any winners, just guys who turn into broken down wrecks like my father.
Yeah, I understand that, Danny, but I feel like I got a duty to go.
Don't preach to me about duty, damn it. I wear the same uniform you do. Now, if trouble wants me, I'm ready for it. But why go looking for it?
God, Danny, come on. I'm going to be 25. I might as well be an old man. They're going to have me being a flight instructor. I don't want to teach loops and barrel rolls. I want to be a combat fighter.
Hey, come on! Nurses can't dance by themselves.
Let's go.
Call of Duty means seeing 150 men in their underwear every day. We are here to serve.
I can't believe it. Saturday night, New York City. Do you know what they're doing where I come from? Nothing. Cow tipping.
That's why you join the Navy, hon. Get out of that dusty little town and see the world.
May I remind you, Barbara, we're Navy nurses, not tourists.
I joined to do my patriotic duty. And to meet guys.
Me too. Girls, we're going to have so much fun tonight in the city.
You've got to tell them the story, Evelyn.
What? Oh, come on, tell us. Oh, it's such a long story.
We got time.
I saw it happen.
Well, it was about 4 weeks ago.
What do you think is better, all in the one cheek or spreading them out? Okay.
Let's go, Anthony.
You're right, buddy. Sweetie, do you really have to do this? I'm not going to get yellow fever in my barracks.
No, if you'd rather, she can do it.
Whoa, just give me a minute.
Honey, the government's a stick'em. We stick'em.
Hey, Red, you alright?
Eye exam number 4.
Listen, Doc, I have passed a dozen medical checks. You write that, they won't let me fly.
Sorry, son. I'm gonna fail. They're gonna take my wings away.
No, they won't. Just relax.
See the bottom line, Steve.
Breaks in the bottom line. Don't worry. Right behind you.
JLM.
Thank you. Next.
Ma'am. JLM KPO ETX. Eyes like an eagle, ma'am.
Slow down, fly boy. And instead of the bottom, read the very top. Both eyes.
Yeah. C. Sorry. J. C. W. Q.
Read the bottom line again, please. But read it right to left and every other letter.
E. X.
X-E.
X-E. X-E. I meant. Ma'am, I know how this looks.
I'm sorry, Lieutenant. I really am. But Army and Navy requires 20/20 vision.
Oh, it's not a problem with my eyes. I mean, I can see. I mean, I can hit a running rabbit with a $3 pistol. I got a problem with letters, that's all.
Well, maybe after some schooling, you could come back and take the test again.
No, I had schooling. I mean, the teachers just never knew what to make of it. It's just letters. I mix them up sometimes, that's all. I mean, I just get them backwards sometimes. Look here. My math and spatial reasoning and my verbal scores are all excellent.
But you barely passed the written exam.
Yeah, but you did pass it. So is it my turn now?
No, you'll wait your turn.
Yes, ma'am. Ma'am. I'm never going to be an English teacher. But I know why I'm here. To be a pilot. And you don't dogfight with manuals. You don't fly with gauges. I mean, it's all about feeling and speed. And letting that plane become like a part of your body. And that manual says that the guy who's a slow reader can't be a good pilot. That file says I'm the best pilot in this room. Ma'am. Please. Don't take my wings.
Oh, I felt so bad.
Evelyn, rotate to station 3.
I had no choice. I passed him. So then this cocky pilot comes back.
Say, fella, you enlisted?
Yeah.
Yeah? Boy, you're talking to an officer.
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir.
Give me that file.
Yes, sir.
Parade rest.
Yes, sir.
Ma'am, I didn't get a chance to thank you.
Rutgers given.
Okay. Just like this.
It's fine. He did have a very cute butt.
You know, I know you didn't have to pass me, and you did. And I didn't think you'd understand, and you did. And
you know, you still haven't said thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, why'd you do it? I'm just curious. You're like my hero now.
Actually, my father was a pilot. And I've seen firsthand what happens when a pilot loses his wing.
You know what? Your father's my hero then, too. In fact, as an officer, I think it'd be my duty to take my new hero's daughter out tonight just to die.
Gosh, did I poke too deep?
I think you hit the bone there.
You are so mean.
But, so is there any chance that you might kind of, sort of, you know, like me?
How did you guess? They never taught us how to deal with this feeling.
What feeling?
Well, it's kind of like this.
Ow!
Well, he was getting fresh, so I poked him again.
All right, Romeo. I want to get this over with. Hold on a second. Miss, I'll really, really lick you.
What do you mean?
Like you. I didn't mean to say that. And I just want to ask you, please, if I can donate dinner.
He started to act very strange.
Or, well, buy you dinner.
This is a new chart.
Whoa.
No, that's the, this, little fellow over here, isn't it?
Have you already had this shot?
Yeah, well, once. Already. Well, can I ask you,
No. And he just went whiff. Oh, what'd you do to him?
Poor guy.
Hey!
Oh, my God, are you okay?
Yeah. I'm fine. I feel great. I mean, this is just standard precautionary thing. But look, I got some, genuine French champagne from France. And I thought, maybe we could celebrate.
Celebrate what?
Oh, I don't know. You being my hero, for one.
Okay. Why not?
So, I wanted to thank you.
No, I just wanted to, put your mind at ease about passing me, because I really do think you did this country a service. I mean, I am a great flyer.
And if you have a fault, which you obviously don't, it's modesty.
No, if I have a fault, it's candor. You are just so... Cork just got away from me.
God, it hurts. It hurts up fierce. I'm sorry.
Bleeding.
Lace down. I ruined everything.
Lace down.
Oh, it hurts. Ah, it's
Look,
cold.
Stop the bleeding.
I can't breathe.
Lace down.
You are so beautiful, it hurts.
It's your nose that hurts.
I think it's my heart.
And then I kissed him.
Oh, ever. That's the most romantic story I ever heard.
It's been the most romantic 4 weeks and 2 days of my life. I'm so jealous.
Hello, Lieutenant. It's good to see you.
You too, Lieutenant.
Pick a hand.
It's beautiful. What's in your other hand?
Mine? Well, it took me 6 hours to fold these.
Oh. I want you to meet my friend. Rafe, this is Martha, Barbara, Sandra. Hi, I'm Betty.
Hi.
Would you happen to have any friends?
I'll take your pick.
Hi.
When something happens to me, I can't tell you how good it makes me feel to know that someone as sweet as you will be there to nurse me back to health.
Good, but we're not in the war yet.
Okay, that was a bad lie.
Hi! I'm Red. Red. Strange.
You laughing strange?
Yes, she's not yours, soldier.
No. It's Winkle. Red is such a ladies' man.
You always stutter?
No, only when I'm... She's totally whining.
Nervous?
Yeah. Why can't I get something like that?
Mm-hmm.
kind of shy around the girl.
It's not that he's shy. He's just a little unsure of himself, you know. His old man used to run him down a lot. Get him in a plane, he's sure of himself. He's like my brother. He's like my best friend. My right hand.
Which, at the moment, is a long ways out of my waist.
Oh, I'm sorry. I lost a little altitude.
Yeah, I guess you did.
Excuse me.
You and me, we have to talk.
So the rumor is the Navy's shipping us to Pearl Harbor.
Well, wouldn't be so bad. It's about as far from the fighting as you can get. Get a suntan.
So maybe the Army will post you guys there, too.
You are a super special woman. and, well, they're training me to be a big, bad warrior, and... Well, so, I mean, you never know what might happen tomorrow. Or any day after that, you know? So, yeah, we need to make tonight super special.
Why are you crying?
I guess it's the thought that I might not ever get to see you again.
Dry your eyes, Toots. Tonight, you're mine.
I don't want to be with the crowd tonight. I just want to be alone with you.
How does New York Harbor by moonlight sound?
Oh! Are you going to be a bad influence?
Of course I'm a bad influence.
See if we can commandeer this vessel, because we're officers of the U.S. government.
Not for long, we won't be. Wendy will take a trip on a boat like that.
Would you like that?
You're dressing for cocktails and walk into the Grand Salon. No one's talking about war. They're just dancing the cold porter.
I'll have to get a tux.
Yeah.
Come on.
There you go. Oh, Lord.
You're out of your mind.
Yeah. Careful now. Here, sit down. Let's see here. This is as close as I can get you to your ship, so at least I tried, right?
Actually, you know what? This is better.
Yeah, it is. God, you're exactly in our hands, is it?
No, I guess you're right.
Oh my God, are you all right?
Yeah, are you?
That was not part of the day.
Something I gotta tell you.
Well, you got no secrets from me, Lieutenant. I've seen your medical chart. This can't be good, or it wouldn't be so hard to say.
Yeah. I gotta go away.
We're all going away.
Yeah. But I'm going to the war. Tomorrow. Flying with the Eagle Squadron. It's an outfit the British started for American pilots.
I don't understand. You're in the U.S. Army. How could they order you to go?
They didn't order me.
I volunteer.
I passed you. I let you through. Now you volunteer for the most dangerous place you can go?
It's not your responsibility. It ain't your choice. Flying's the only thing I ever wanted to do. I mean, everything in my life has led me up to this point. Me and you. I love you. I love you so much. Let's go inside.
Wait a minute.
I can't do this.
It's just not right. I'm sorry.
See, I can't do this. I mean, I can. I want to. I'm not trying to be noble, you know, or not saying what I know what would happen, or just I need to stop talking. I just don't want it to be like everybody else. I don't want you to have anything about tonight that you regret. It's been the most incredible night of my life. And I want to ruin that.
Oh, you couldn't ruin it. If I had one more night to live, I'd want to spend it with you.
See, that's what I want to come home to. That's what I want to have to think about and dream about. I want to know that the best part of my life is still ahead of me. Look, Donna, could you not come see me off, because saying goodbye to you once is hard enough.
Here. Take this.
You think it looks good on me?
She said you told her not to come.
Yeah, I did.
Why are you looking for her then?
It's my test.
If I tell her not to come and she comes anyway, then I know she left.
All aboard! Track 57!
If anything happens to me, I want you to be the one to tell her. All right?
You just make sure and come back for the both of us, all right?
When I get back.
Good hunting, Ray.
Relentlessly bombards downtown London, while Churchill's Royal Air Force is in a deadly struggle to maintain control of the British skies.
reporting for duty, sir?
Good. We'll get you settled into your quarters.
And then introduce you to the crate you'll be flying.
Yes, sir. Well, y'all are patching up bullet holes right here on the runway. Maybe we ought to skip the housekeeping and get me right into an airplane.
Two didn't come back, sir. We counted only 11.
Are all Yanks as anxious as you to get themselves killed, pilot officer?
Not anxious to die, sir. Just anxious to matter.
This is yours. Good chap. Didn't die till he'd landed and shut down his engine.
Please be seated, gentlemen. I'm afraid I'm in a bad mood. Churchill and Stalin are asking me what I'm asking you. How long is America going to pretend the world is not at war?
We've increased food and oil supply shipments to them, Mr. President, and as far as I know...
What they really need are tanks, planes, bullets, bombs, and men to fight. But our people think Hitler and his Nazi thugs are Europe's problem. We have to do more. Send the Brits and Russians more of our ships and anti-aircraft weapons.
And keep cannibalizing the Pacific Fleet?
What choice do we have? We're building refrigerators while our enemies build bombs.
もはや戦争回避は不可能である。この事実から目を背けるということは自滅行為に等しい。 米国は我々の生命線とも言える石油の供給を断った。海軍燃料省にはあと18ヶ月分の燃料しか残されていない。挑まれた戦いは戦うしかない。奇襲攻撃ならば彼らが向こう数年かかっても再起不能なほどの致命的な打撃を与えることができる。果たしてそのような打撃を与えることができるだろうか。 ただ一度の奇襲攻撃で敵太平洋艦隊は絶滅されるはずだ。真珠湾で。
This is so exciting. You know there's about 100 ships on Pearl?
And how many sailors per ship?
It depends. There's more in a battleship than a sub, but say on average... 2,000.
Yeah, but then there's the flyers, the marines, the base personnel. I'm still working on the sailors.
Girls, I think the odds are in your favor.
Yeah, like 4,000 to 1. Paradise. See you on the beach, boys! We're in Hawaii!
You know you're not supposed to be painting titties on the side of my airplanes, and if you do, don't make them lopsided.
They were lopsided, Earl.
Look, it says right here, never ride waves amongst rocks or submerged pilings. See, it says you shouldn't do that.
Well, how are you going to know they're submerged if they're submerged?
Hey, Goose, what in the hell are you doing?
He's trying to fix his surfboard thing of his. He keeps taking chunks off his nose on the rocks.
I thought I'd come in on my day off, work on my new invention, the Goose Cruise Fan. I'm going to be a rich fella. Every surfboard in the nation's going to need one.
Yeah, you're going to need a broom.
All right, check out these new recruits. Ah.
Aloha.
Y'all pilots?
We're working on it. It's a lot of switches and stuff. Pride of the Pacific.
Who are you?
Terrors of the Skies.
Welcome, ladies.
Hi.
Hi.
I have to deal with Hosty, Sunburnt, Fanny before I can show you around.
Dear Evelyn, it's different than I thought it would be here. It's cold. So cold it goes deep into your bones. There is one place I can go to find warmth. That is to think of you. I just wish I could be back there with you. It's not easy making friends. 2 days ago, I had a beer with a couple of the RAF pilots. Yesterday, both of them got killed.
Dear Rafe, I miss you so much. It's so strange to be half a world away from you.
I'm running his tail!
Every night I look at the sunset and try to draw the last ounce of heat from its long day and send it from my heart to yours.
Family?
Girl, sir. The girl.
A lot of people frown on the Yanks for not being in this war yet. I'd just like to say, if there are many more back home like you, God help anyone who goes to war with America.
Hudson, Hutt! Attention on deck! Admiral Kimmel, Commander-in-Chief, Pacific Fleet, on deck!
Sharp presentation, Captain.
Thank you, Admiral Kimmel.
For 4 months now, Washington's been blowing pink smoke about the threat from Japan. Could make us lose our fighting edge. I'm determined not to let that happen.
With your permission, Captain. Admiral, urgent from Washington.
I'm supposed to keep this fleet battle ready to take on the Japanese. Cover half the damn globe. Now they want me to transfer another 12 destroyers to the Atlantic. Don't they know what we're facing out here?
They feel Europe is the greater danger, Admiral.
I'm assuming these risk assessments include Hawaii.
Well, Pearl Harbor is too shallow for an aerial torpedo attack, and we're surrounded by subnets. All we have to worry about here is sabotage, so we've bunched our planes together to make them easier to protect. Distance is our ally, Admiral.
You analysts got it all figured out, don't you? Smart enemy. Gets you exactly where you think you're safe.
することができました。見てください。戦艦隊が集結してます。この攻撃目標です。
魚雷を震度の浅いパールハーブに合わせて改良しました。
木星の肥料をつけることで水面スレスレに進行できます。真珠湾が浅間屋の中で目覚める前に総攻撃開始だ。
on him. I'm on his tail. Hammer down!
Get my slate wiped clean. I can't help but think of how I'm going to dirty it up again.
Wow, that's from a virgin.
I've got to inventory supplies.
Oh,
tell me now, could you be any more boring?
Don't bother. Sunday she writes Rafe. 10 pages instead of the usual 5.
Gosh, I wish I was alone.
Hey, sweetheart. She hates me.
Good to see you, Ren.
Sure good to see you too, Betty. What are you doing? You want to come for a ride? Come on.
Yeah, I'll be your chauffeur.
Come on, fight's almost over.
I'll take the cook.
Why, you don't like money?
I put 5 on it.
Done. This mechanic, that guy craps rivets.
How's it feel from that dark oil in the engine room? Sunlight bothering it?
He cut us. We bleeding. Bleeding. At the stretch.
Do you see this here? This here's a hard on greenbacks. Every pot scrubbing, dishwashing, chopping this here fleet. Now, if we don't win, the Dean here's has to find himself another battleship. There's no way I'm going back to the Arizona empty handed.
What about the money? I'm going to send that smug engine fixing snipe back below decks where he belongs.
Now, wait a minute.
Boxing. Win?
Yes, ma'am.
And what do you get for winning?
Respect.
So why do you have to fight with your fists to get respect?
I left my mama in Texas, joined the Navy to see the world, become a man. They made me a cook. Not even that, I clean up after other sailors eat. 2 years, they never even let me fire a weapon.
Well, let's hope you never have to.
Yes, ma'am.
You take care, Petty Officer Miller.
You too, ma'am.
Pilot and the best friend I ever knew or ever will know.
状態に陥るのではないかと思う。操縦したい人の特別訓練は全うした。あとは実戦を待つのみだ。急攻撃を仕掛ければ敵は抵抗しないでしょう。敵側が傍受するように我々の攻撃目的地候補地ハワイ島も含めて暗号全文で発信するよう命令してくれ。そうすれば敵側はますますもって混乱状態に陥ると思う。明暗だ。賢明ですね。
Look at this, look at this. Japanese are flooding the Pacific with radio traffic. Everywhere from the Panama Canal to Southeast Asia.
There's no logical pattern in it, Captain.
No, there's always logic. They know we read their mail. They're trying to make us think their fleet is moving south. I'm not buying it. Something's up. Otherwise, why would they take the trouble to bullshit me?
Evelyn, I signed for these letters for you today. From England. Rafe. I'm sorry, Ev. You know how long it takes mail to get here.
Hey,
America still awaits Japan's response to peace proposals. Ambassador Nomura arrives in Washington in what could hopefully guarantee continued peace in the Pacific. On the British front, Churchill declares, "Give us the tools and we will finish the job." The RAF has fought bravely against Hitler's ambition to rule the skies over the Channel. Victory does not come without sacrifice.
Evelyn!
Danny!
Hey!
Some comedy, huh?
Thank you.
It's been a while.
Yeah, I've been logging a lot of flight hours.
Kind of been avoiding you, too.
But hey, so you want it?
Sure. Yeah. Right.
You know, I remember this one time when I was like 7 years old, and I was always building these gadgets and things. And he told me he wanted me to build him some wings so that he could fly like his daddy does in Crocs. And I told him, you can't fly without some kind of engine, right? But he wouldn't listen. You know, he told me, Danny, never mind all that. Just build them anyway. So I did. And I'm up there strapping these big old wings on his back that we made from paper and glue and these massive silk bloomers that we sold. He looked so stupid, you know? I told him, you can't jump off the barn in these. And bam! He busted his leg on the backhoe.
God, I miss him.
Yeah. But don't you think that Rafe wasn't back up there next day? Casting everything, telling me to make some adjustments on those wings.
Wow, check this out. Crossroads to the Pacific. Tahiti, 1,700 miles. All right.
Say, Betty. No, Betty, get up.
What's going on, Brad?
You gotta stand up, please.
What do you mean, get up?
Just stand up. Betty?
Red, come on! We got a dinner reservation.
Can I get a minute?
What's the matter, you sick?
Can a guy propose?
Oh, thanks, dude.
Do I talk too much? Sometimes I do that. I'm sorry.
Oh, hold up. Look at it.
Okay, let's get out of here.
Come on.
Okay. I guess I should go.
Don't let it be 3 months before I see you again, all right?
I had a good time.
Yeah, me too. Do you want me to walk you home, or?
No, I'll be fine.
No, of course.
Good night, Dan.
Good night.
I'm sorry. I got it close.
No, there's nothing wrong. There's no problem.
Damn, my hands.
You forgot this.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. It was good of you to take the trouble to drop it over. Now.
I thought you might need it, you know. Maybe tomorrow morning. Not that you wear this to work, but...
No, it's a hanky.
Right. Yeah. Listen, I was thinking maybe I'd come by sometime to give you a call. Or, I mean, if I gave you a call, could I come by sometime? Once, maybe, if you're not busy.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, all right. Goodbye. Good night. Yeah.
Did you have fun last night?
It wasn't how it looked. And if it was, it'd be all right. It's been months. It's time to move on. I am moving on.
Bev, don't lie. All I know is I hear you crying when you think I'm asleep. When my dad left, I was too much for my mom to handle, so she sent me to live with my aunt. I thought my life was over, but you don't know where it's all going to lead. If I hadn't have run away and lied about my age and enlisted in the Navy, I wouldn't have met Red, and now he's my fiancé. Oh, God, I can't get used to that word.
It's only been 12 hours.
Oh, Betty.
Little Betty beat us all to the post.
And this is Ward 3. As you can see, no patience. Welcome to Hawaii. Come on, I'll show you the bar.
Get a new recruit to torture cut.
Excuse me, lady.
Hi.
We're going to wait 2 years until I'm 19. Red can buy me a ring. Ray sent his best friend to tell you so you'll be okay. So you can move on. You gotta go and live again.
Red! Woo!
Japanese fleet is missing. They're operating under radio silence. This footage was shot 4 days ago on October 28th.
We're sending scout planes and wider vectors all over the Pacific, but they get nothing. Well, they could be anywhere in here.
I don't understand how two whole carrier divisions can just disappear.
We're all over the page. We got one walleye and one pigeon-toed. Anthony, tap in number 6.
All right.
Goose.
Yeah.
Tap in number 3.
All right.
Hey, we got a visitor.
Oh, that ain't no Navy issue uniform, eh?
Damn. Damn.
Jesus.
You all right?
Yeah. No. I think I'm falling for her.
Wow. You know, I saw this coming.
I didn't want this to happen. Just kind of did. Can't help it.
Danny, she's got to be with somebody. It might as well be you.
Telling me if you were dead and you saw your best buddy doing your girl, you wouldn't come back and beat the living crap out of him?
Tony, back off.
I'd be back so fast.
Danny's been a better friend taking care of her himself.
I got a girlfriend.
That's great.
Come on, fellas. Let's split.
Danny, whatever happens now is just about you and her. You gotta try and forget about Rafe.
Be careful, all right? Ladies, cloud the mind.
Thanks, Goose.
You're welcome.
Hey, Danny. Where's everybody going?
Just be in the street.
Does it seem like everybody's acting a little strange?
No. Well, maybe a little, yeah.
People in this outfit have way too much time on their hands.
Oh, yeah.
I just hope they don't think there's been something going on between us, that's all.
Oh, no, I mean, no. I mean, that would be embarrassing,
right? You got my wrist.
It would definitely be embarrassing.
Yeah. All right, forgot my wrist.
Hey, he really doesn't have to leave.
No.
I'm just going out with the girls, so... I guess I'll see you later.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. All right, I'll see you around. Evelyn, have you ever seen Pearl Harbor at sunset?
Of course.
Well, from the air? You know, I could get kicked out of the military for this.
Really?
Stay down.
Thank you.
this harbor, why moan? Use water pearls.
My dad took me up a couple times. Just don't do what he did. What do you call it when you flip over?
A barrel roll?
Yeah.
Oh. Ah! I didn't sleep a wink last night. I had to see you. Last night was crazy, I know, but I'm not sorry. Are you?
I don't know. But Danny, I had a wonderful time last night. It's just all too fast.
Listen, Evelyn, I was just down at the beach this morning. I watched the sunrise, and I knew that everything was going to be different. That this was the start of something new. In this place, in this moment, and I don't care what anybody else says, you know? How can I not feel this way? I kind of like you.
Oh, you do. You have your tie on, Crooked.
Have any air tours going through the Valley of Oahu? You do.
Aloha. This is KGMB in Honolulu on another beautiful fall day here in paradise.
Enough information. We are returning home.
This war's gonna catch up with us.
Not a whole lot.
every moment we're not together, you're up there training for it.
Yeah, well, I'm training for moments like these. Because I have no idea how I'm going to get this car out of the sand.
Evelyn, can you please come out of the bathroom? You've been there for an hour. Evelyn, what are you trying to do? Look like me? Are you okay?
Yeah.
What's the matter? No, just go.
They call it the vacant sea. None of the major sea lanes go through it. And you could bury the entire landmass of Asia there, and nobody would know.
From there, they could attack anywhere.
Where our last signals intercept indicate that the Japanese task force is heading south towards the Philippines or Southeast Asia. But Captain Thurman of Naval Intelligence here has his own theory about the missing ships.
Sir, I believe they'll try to hit us where it'll hurt us the most. Pearl Harbor.
It's over 4,000 nautical miles from Japan to Pearl. That's a long distance to steam a navy, Captain. Your theory is based on what?
Well, it's what I would do.
It's not exactly hard evidence, Captain Thurman.
Well, Admiral, if I had hard evidence, we'd already be at war.
Sir, we can read their diplomatic codes faster than they can type them. The Captain Thurman's cryptology team is still trying to crack the naval codes.
The intercepts have missing words and garbled lines. So to explain the decrypts, we have to try to interpret what we think they're trying to do.
Interpret? You mean guess?
They use their informed intuition, sir.
We guess. It's like playing chess in the dark. Any rumor, troop movement, ship movement, spine tingle, goosebump, we pay attention to it. When I was in the Asiatic fleet, the locals used to try to get outside of a problem, to try to see the inside. Well, I see a strike on Pearl. It's the worst thing that could happen. A blow to Pearl would devastate the Pacific fleet's ability to make war.
So, sir, you would have us mobilize the entire fleet at the cost of millions of dollars based on this spine-tingling feeling of yours?
No, sir. I understand my job is to gather and interpret material. Making difficult decisions based on incomplete information from my limited decoding ability is your job, sir.
Then break the damn naval code, Captain, so I can make a better decision.
Aye, sir. We are trying.
If we shouldn't put the Pacific Fleet on full alert.
In case the optimism of the Honolulu Advertiser proves unfounded, gentlemen, what are General Short and the Army going to do about protecting my ships?
Within a 10-mile radius of your harbor, we have fighter planes here at Wheeler, bombers at Hickam, and the training strips at Haleiwa. We've recently established a radar station here that can detect planes 125 miles out.
Which is a month old, Admiral, and untested.
I've seen these new radar screens, Major. There's no way of telling whether they're ours, theirs, or a flock of damn birds.
I'm intercepting a call from Tokyo to somewhere close by Pearl.
There's a call from Tokyo. They say they don't know you.
Hello? Hey.
It's a local dentist. He can see Pearl Harbor from his office. Are there many sailors around? The dentist says that the flat ships are not in port. They're talking about the weather. He doesn't seem to know who he's talking to.
Hello? Hello? もしもし?
Hello?
That was a strange call.
Admiral, may I speak to you in private?
Why would a spy use a phone? They know we tap all international lines.
Our listeners feel it's probably not code talk. It sounds like someone in Japan sneaking around, asking a local citizen the location of our carriers.
Well, that makes me feel all warm inside. Get the FBI on it immediately. Have we found the goddamn Japanese fleet yet?
No, Admiral, the bases are looking all over the Pacific.
So the entire fleet could be rounding Diamond Head right now. We wouldn't know a thing about it. Get on it.
alive. This is the first I can get word of that.
Shot down in the sea.
Yeah, I was. I was in the ocean. It was so cold. I miss you. I got picked up by a French fishing boat, and I was in occupied France, and I couldn't get word out. I'll tell you all about it. I promise you that I'm fine. I'm okay. And I'm here now. I just wanted to see you. You're so beautiful.
And I got two smokers, too. They don't count them. Of course, I got shot down myself before they could pin me.
You got back from behind enemy lines, huh? What's that combat like?
Were you scared?
Hey! One at a time.
Quiet.
Well, you know, Luftwaffe boys can fly pretty good. It's not like, you know, training. They're, You know, so they're all about tactics is what it is. See, the Nazis, right? They're faster than you are, so they'll disappear and they get up in the suit. And they'll throw like a roll or a hammerhead, and they'll come around on your high side, you know, shoot you from behind. Some Americans will.
Yeah.
King. Coons, you're looking at a real live ace.
Well, let me give you the shirt off my back. Take it from me.
Yeah, you haven't spent your time out here. Hey, we gotta talk, all right?
I had nothing to talk about with you. Here. Did you have a drink?
I'll make a toast.
To returning from the dead. Wasn't all I expected, but oh, that's life. And to my best friend and loyal buddy Danny, keeping up the war effort back here at home. You know where I come from? Somebody makes a toast to you and you don't drink, that's saying something.
All right, Rick. That's how it's going to be. To you.
Hey, you guys need to spend some time alone, I think.
Oh, hell no, Red. Come on. No. We're celebrating here. Me over there fighting. Almost getting killed. My friend Danny back here looking after my interests for me. Y'all know Danny was even good enough to look out for my girl for me while I was gone.
We thought you were dead, Rafe. And it gutted us both. And we were just trying to get on with our lives.
Life is good, ain't it, Danny? You know, you're a rotten drunk. You always have been.
Yeah.
Well, you're a lousy friend. That's a new development.
You left her to fight somebody else this war. And you made damn sure that I didn't go with you. And we thought that you were dead.
I almost did die, you little son of a bitch. Her face was the last thing that went through my mind. So don't stay in here and tell me, act like it's all right.
Yeah, Riff, well, I stayed, and you made sure of that. And some things changed. I hope you can get used to that.
Oh, I have to get used to it.
All right. We'll see how I can get used to it.
Get used to that, boy.
Hey,
half my luck.
Hey.
Come on.
我が海軍攻撃隊は真珠湾北方280海里地点にて待機中。我が広北の後輩はこの一線にある。
You're the only family I got. When you were gone, it's the loneliest I'd ever been. Same for her, too.
Boy, now you're really breaking my heart.
If you hadn't gone, none of this would have happened.
So it's my fault, I guess.
I just know there's got to be some way we can work things out so that things can be right between me and you.
I just don't see how it can ever be the same.
Revered Father, I go now to fulfill my mission and my destiny. I hope it is a destiny that will bring honor to our family. And if it requires my life, I will sacrifice it gladly to be a good servant of our nation.
Hey, I got a large haze. That's too big to be planes, right?
Is that what you want to do? Back to make fire? Boom! Wrong move.
Lieutenant, radar's picking up a large return, moving in from the northeast.
Hang on. Relax! This flight of B-17's coming in from the mainland.
Nothing to worry about. A heck of a lot of B-17s.
Good shot, Hot. This better be good, Commander.
One of our destroyers reports having fired and sunk enemy submarine attempting to enter Pearl Harbor at 0653.
720.
We had decoder delays, Admiral.
Relay this to Washington. Recall the staff.
Failure. Pete Cox. Useless. Thurman here. Tokyo transmitting to their embassy in Washington. Discontinue use of your decoding machine and dispose of immediately. Special emphasis on destroying important parts. Do you read that? Acknowledge.
Admiral, Naval Intel intercepted a transmission from Tokyo to the Japanese embassy in Washington, instructing them to break apart all decoder machines and burn all secret documents.
Japanese are expecting a war. Should we?
Movement in any direction.
Broken relationship, hostilities imminent. Where?
So far, Captain.
From what I hear, it ain't luck. Ship's proud of you, son.
Get up! Get up!
Everyone's where they need to be, Captain. You trained us well.
He drowned as well. Captain.
Billy Frost!
Oh, hey, hey.
to die. He's a dead!
Thank you.
It's still not over, sir. An entire fleet at anchor. My God, my God.
She's shit. I got four left. One's good to go. Two need ammo. One needs fuel.
Fall out. Load up in the bunker.
Yeah, load up. Get down. Move.
Come on.
Get down. All right. Anthony Red, you two are going to stay here and man the 50 caliber. Goose, you get up to the next bunker. You lay down some cover fire, all right?
Stay down.
Stay down.
No, goddamn. Hold your fire. Stay still. Nobody fire.
Okay, 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 okay.
I don't know where you're. Stay down. Fine. No, goddamn. They don't know where you're. Stay down. Stay still. No fire.
See any ordnance. Think they're going home.
No. They'll be back. We still got planes on the ground.
All right, you pilots, listen up.
Get all the airspeed you can coming off the runway. Don't get on the stick till you get to the very end. When you get in the air, stay low between the buildings. You see any zero on your tail, try to wipe him off. Don't freeze, all right? Just keep moving. We're going to try to break them up and separate them.
That way we can take them out one by one.
That's right. P-40s can't outrun zeros, so don't try. We're just going to have to outfly them.
We got high-level bombers. They're gonna bust this hangar wide open. Grab the 50s. Let's move. Zero.
Go.
the airplane. Let's go!
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 Go! Go! Go!
That thing up and get in the air now. I'm not much good without a wingman. I need you.
I got you. Let's go.
Son of a bitch.
him.
Daddy, let's play some chicken with these jazz suckers.
All right, I'm with you.
Cheers. I'm coming right at you, Rafe. Don't break till I tell you. Hold on. Not yet, not yet. Come on, come on.
Go left.
Now. We got him! Stop over there! Come on, load it!
Okay, we're gonna stop at the tower.
Earl, I got one on my tail. Bring him right by you. He's coming around! He's coming around! Let's get this jam sucker.
Hold your fire. Hold your fire. Here he comes.
You better be cocked and locked when I come by there.
Hold your fire.
Woo! Good shooting, boys. Nice shot, Earl.
Now let's head over to Battleship Row.
I'm with you.
Go do some business. I'm going after him.
もはや奇襲攻撃ではない第三波は撤回する長官。
Taught you how to fly, Lieutenant.
He did.
Go!
up!
Get your hands off me!
Critical, get him into critical!
Critical, front board!
How bad am I?
No, you're gonna be just fine, sweetheart.
I don't wanna die.
You're not gonna die, sweetheart. I got your hand. Give him enough morphine to make him comfortable. He's gonna make it.
Line the critical up in the ward. Get him morphine. Take him over there. Take the burn victims by the tree.
I just found her. I don't know. I don't think she's breathing.
No, she's dead. Take her. Oh, are you sure? Em, can you check her one more time?
Are you sure?
Take her over there. You gotta be sure before you get her over there. I don't know what to do.
Japan considered imminent. They're only an hour late.
を起こし 怒らせた可能性もあるな。
How can we help?
We need blood. Come on.
Remember, son. Hold on to your faith. Remember what Jesus said. Today you will be with me in paradise. So fear not. Fear not, my son.
You are a man truly blessed. Truly blessed. You will die in a state of grace. Remember, pain is temporary, but glory is forever. Hold on to your faith, my son.
You will be with God and all the saints, all the angels very soon. That's all of you of your sins. In the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. In nomine Patri, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Go with God, my son.
We've got men trapped everywhere in the harbor. We need help from anybody who can move.
Yeah!
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. It is obvious that planning the attack began many weeks ago. During the intervening time, the Japanese government has deliberately sought to deceive the United States by false statements and expressions of hope for continued peace. The attack yesterday on the Hawaiian Islands has caused severe damage to American military forces. I regret to tell you that over 3,000 American lives have been lost. No matter how long it may take us to overcome this premeditated invasion, the American people, in their righteous might, will win through to absolute victory. Because of this unprovoked, dastardly attack by Japan, I ask that the Congress declare a state of war.